Sutcher and Rich. Sounds great.
Oh, really?
Less angry. And now, gluten-free.
Well, I can't have that.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
We're touching him, Rich. What's up, Scott Zolak?
What's up, Freddie T?
How are you?
How's the dead cat?
The cat is not dead yet.
Why?
Because we are deciding on what measures we are going to take.
What's it, hooked up the machines, like, in your basement?
Yes,
it's a cat, man. I mean, like, what?
It's 18 years old. It's longer than I've been with my wife. How dare you?
Hey, another sick day, man, so that you could actually bang out. And then I know it's kind of split in your house, so you could have a shiva for the cat, where it's like, what, 7 days, right?
Yes. For a cat, it's actually...
Let's go, Hardy. Get in
49
Come
days.
Come on, buddy.
But no, that's dogs for 7 years.
That was an old timer, though. I never heard of that, though, man. Like, eat your homework. Like, dog ate my homework. I can't find my keys.
The cat,
flat tire.
Mike Lockhart called me, and I was on my way in.
How did you ever text that to them? Like, I am going home because my cat is having
spasms. My cat was peeing blood all over the place and throwing up, and we thought we might have to put the cat down. I wasn't going to let 4 hours go by, 5 hours go by of this cat.
Nothing, Rich. Just sitting there.
I told you when Fred says
especially
he's
after Nantucket, that's right.
He's out.
It's a good one.
He's out.
Well, hold on. Let him finish his thought. Let 4 hours go by of what?
Yeah.
Of the animal being in torture, and then what if they had to put her to sleep? I wasn't going to let my wife put her to sleep alone. I wanted to be there.
It couldn't wait until you got off the air?
All right. Let's talk about this reasonably.
Okay.
Well, we're trying to.
Okay. When you were on with me, I told you that the cat was peeing in the grates, right? And you said there's no way to get rid of the smell. Do you recall the conversation?
Ammonia. You're going to have to burn the house down.
Oh, right, exactly. God. So what that meant is that it started to become blood. And then...
I'm a nice man.
Anyway, so the cat was peeing blood. It was going to throw up. I've had the cat for 18 years. My wife was afraid that we were going to have to put it to sleep. We took the cat to the vet. They said she has stage three kidney disease and that we're going to try some things. And if that doesn't work, we're going to put
it to sleep. Is that what you spent your day off doing, meeting with the specialist and just examining like different options?
Dude, if the cat was going to die, I wanted to be there.
What'd you do for the rest of the day?
I don't know. Played with myself. Nothing. I went and took my son to basketball.
That's the question.
What did I do with the rest of the day? I don't know. Sat. I wasn't
sick. I
think
it could have been done after the show. I think it was the only point.
I might buy a cat.
The cat could have died, you moron. It could have been put to sleep.
The cat could die right now. What are you doing here?
It's not peeing blood and throwing up a bunch of crap.
But it could start at any moment.
It was.
Okay. I don't think you should come back to work until this is resolved.
I would like that very much. Thank you.
I'm an ass man.
All right. These two PETA members are going to be here for the next 4 hours.
55 Morsi Boulevard.
All right. Everyone have a great day. That's going to do it for us. Bye.